Welcome to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour, every hour.
Hey folks, and how are you doing today? Now, welcome to this episode of the Grow Radio Show, where I'm talking to Tessa Day from Club Hub about her amazing podcast, amazing events, and what she's doing with Club Hub and how she helps people. For the people who don't know what Club Hub is, it was established in 2016, and the Club Hub is the UK's largest babies, toddlers, and children's activities directory. It's created by children's activity provider Tessa Day, and I just want to say thank you for spending your time. It's literally 2 days or 3 days before your event, the UK. So tell us about it. What is Club Hub? And tell us a bit about you, Tessa. Where do you want to start?
Thanks, Gary. Thanks so much for having me. Yeah, so yeah, a couple of days for the Club Hub event. It always comes around so quickly. We spend a whole year organising it and then bam, it's right there. So yeah, I started Club Hub 8 years ago now. And it started from myself. I was running my own kids club, Tessa's Jazz Hands, which is all singing, all dancing, all acting, musical theatre kids club. And yeah, at the time, it was really difficult to advertise it. A lot of the promotions were through flyers and magazines and kind of those types of materials of advertising. And there wasn't really like an online directory at the time. So yes, with the help of Dorset Tech, a social enterprise company down in Dorset, we created Club Hub, which is an app and a website to locate kids' activities across the whole of the UK for antenatal now all the way up to 18 years. And yeah, so then 6 years ago, I started the Club Hub event because the community of children's activity providers is such an amazing industry to be part of. And we don't actually get to meet up that often. So yeah, I started the Club Hub event because I really wanted everyone to catch up once a year and yeah, have their own staff room, really.
No, I love it. It's one of those things where I can imagine, and please correct me if I'm wrong, that everybody thinks that they're doing stuff by themselves and they're in their own world in terms of what they're doing and helping people. That actually, when you get together, you realise, actually, it's just not me going through this or celebrating this or kind of doing this with my children or my parents. This is actually everybody. So, you know, you've created that support network for those people. And I'm sure the relationships that they build at your event probably carry on afterwards.
Yeah, completely, Gary. The people meet each other at the Club Hub event and they're friends for life. I've made friends for life at the Club Hub event every year. And we've already organised to go out for dinner on Friday together before the event at a nice Italian restaurant. But yeah, it's exactly like that. People are by themselves. A lot of people start their kids clubs and baby classes on maternity leave. Lots of mums start it then and they don't really know anybody else in the business sector, in children's activities sector. So they're a bit alone, as you said. But this Club Hub event brings everyone together and they can chat to each other. Everyone is so lovely and there's plenty of people there who will see people on the like by themselves and go up to them and introduce themselves. So yeah, it's an amazing community to be part of.
Brilliant. And there's loads of different ways that people can get involved in it. They can obviously attend, getting one of these bad boys, one of these tickets available. And there's still tickets available, aren't there?
Yes, there are still tickets available. Yes, we've got over 200 children's activity booked on. I'd love to see some more. Plenty of different types of people in the children's activity sector. You've got, you know, dance teachers, swimming coaches, but you've also got all the suppliers for the industry. And then, yeah, all my sponsors and judges for the awards are coming as well.
Brilliant. I'm going to be there as well as Grow Radio. And we're going to be talking to people about podcasting all the way throughout the day. And people who I'm interviewing are going to be also streamed on Grow Radio, which is really exciting. And for the people who can't make it to the event, I'm going to be playing Tessa's podcast and on Grow Radio throughout the day as well. So if you can't make it, you'll be missing out on a lot of connections, a lot of workshops, a lot of laughs, a lot of kind of stuff to do, and a lot of learning. But if you can't, then join us on Grow Radio as well, where you can listen to our podcast. And let's talk about the podcast just for a little bit. So what is your podcast called and what do you talk about during it?
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, so it's called the Club Hub Podcast. It's on Spotify and you can listen to lots of interviews with children's activity providers across the UK, talking about their stories, their journeys, why they set up their businesses, and why they run their businesses. So yeah, they're just kind of chats with myself and them about who they are and their challenges and everything. But yes, this season 3 is out now. So if you're listening today, please go over to the Club Hub podcast and have a listen.
So just to kind of show you folks, this is what it looks like on your screen. So check it out. I'm listening to it on Apple Podcasts, but obviously it is available on Spotify and I'm sure many other platforms as well. There's loads of episodes. So, you know, it's 45 episodes so far available at the time of recording on Apple Podcasts, which is pretty damn cool. Have you got any kind of key episodes that you think people should tune into? So jumping on points during the podcast, because 45 is quite a big number. Where do people start?
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, goodness, 45 episodes. I didn't realize I'd done that many. That's amazing.
It's a good accomplishment. It's a great accomplishment. And to be fair, you know, you obviously love talking, and I've listened to a few listeners, and do you know what? The way that Tessa kind of interviews people, she's really supportive. But the energy that she's given on this interview, you hear it on the podcast as well. This isn't just kind of Tessa's kind of act or anything like that. This is who Tessa is. She's high energy, but she is really supportive on the podcast as well.
So thank you.
Where do people jump onto it? Which one would you recommend?
Yeah, so I think a great one to start with might be my season 3, episode 1 with Amy from the Strings Club. So she created a holiday camp called the Strings Club. It is to do with music, but she also has lots of different activities in her holiday camps. I've known her for a very long time. She was one of the first Club Hub members that joined the directory, but I haven't actually spoken to her or ever met her in my life. So it was great for me to finally chat to her and have a kind of, I don't know, a proper conversation about our lives and everything. So it's got a few laughs in there about what we find, you know, in common about both of us. And there's also lots of top tips in there for business owners. So yeah, I think that would be a great one to start with, season 3, episode 1.
Nice, nice. So check that out, folks. And going back to the kind of the event itself, it's obviously in Birmingham on Saturday, the 11th of May, kicks off at 9:45 and goes all the way throughout the day. But at the end of the event, there's something quite special, isn't there?
Yes, definitely. Why don't you tell us what we're doing, Gary?
So effectively, what they finish off with is their big awards ceremony, where they celebrate the people who, well, I'll pass it over to you. What is the award ceremony?
Yeah, so the award ceremony is a fantastic thing to be a part of. A lot of finalists are there, but a lot of their supporters, business kind of friends are there as well. There are 16 categories ranging from attraction or venue of the year to entrepreneur of the year to lifetime achievement award. These are all judged. There's no voting involved. It's been through a rigorous judging process where it's all points scored and everything. It was very tight in quite a few categories. So I just wanted to congratulate all the finalists for making it this far. We had hundreds and hundreds of applications, and it's, yeah, everyone should be so proud of themselves for being in the children's activities industry anyway, because we are all looking after, entertaining and kind of doing so much for children across the UK.
I love it. And I'm not too sure if you're aware of this, Tessa, but my other half worked for a company called Monkey Music for a vast number of years. So I've got a lot of experience of basically being in the monkey world during that kind of time. And I've seen the joy that those sessions have given people, both in kind of their regular weekly sessions, but also at parties. And I think your sector is massively undervalued, especially in the amount of kind of education and learning it gives those children attending, but also the social aspect for the parents, getting to know people in the area. And I'm sure there's loads of other benefits. So from someone who's experienced it as a kind of observer, not as a child, not as a parent, but as an observer, I think that's a really good way of bringing everyone together at your events. But also it is a massively underestimated and undervalued sector. Am I right? Am I wrong? What do you reckon to that?
You're right. As you were just saying, I was actually just quickly looking at my phone to get the statistic. For those of people in the video, they could see So it was said last year, £17.7 billion was spent by parents on activities for their children last year. That is a huge amount of money in the economy.
Big number. But I can imagine I know it's vital for some parents to give them the kind of the structure to their week and also their something for their children to do and keep them entertained and keep them kind of developing. So it's a big number, but it's a big area and a lot of people need to be aware of those areas. Now, for the people who are looking to, well, first of all, two-part question. First part question is, if people are looking to see what children's activity providers are in their area, how can they? So let's tackle that one first. How can people get involved with it, with children's activity providers?
Yeah, so ClubHub has thousands and thousands of activities on there. The holiday camps, the party entertainers, as well as all the events and attractions like Sea Life and everything. So if you are looking for activities in your local area, all you need to do is go to the website, www.clubhubuk.co.uk, or download our free app, ClubHub, and you can type in your location, your child's age, and then what you want to do. I suggest typing in all types so you see what's going on around you that's any type of activity. And then, yes, the search results are in mile order. So you can scroll down. It will say like 0.1, 0.2, and it will scroll down and say what activities are closest to you.
Nice. And if we're talking to the children's activity providers now, how can they get involved with ClubHub if they're not already part of it?
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to have as many activities on ClubHub as possible for parents and carers to find. So if you are a children's activity provider, please go to our ClubHub membership page on our website, and there is an easy subscribe button to click and join our ClubHub community. And with that, you get unlimited listings, so you can list as many activities you want throughout the year, whether that's, you know, your summer holiday activities, or you've got Christmas ones, or you've got your normal classes that you run every week. And then also we give you fantastic online presence. Our website is at the top of Google search results for so many key phrases such as, you know, kids clubs, kids activities, baby classes, and it gives you fantastic kind of online presence with web search engines. We also have a fantastic community to be part of on our Facebook group, where lots of our suppliers give free training and support on your business journey. Yeah, there's so much to being a ClubHub member, and it's just £45.60 a year.
Oh, it's a no-brainer, that. Absolutely no-brainer. You get all that for that amount. That's, wow. You are about giving value.
Thank you. I actually based it on how much it would be for a child to join my kids club. So for a term, it costs around that for a child to join. So yeah, I based it on if one child joins in the whole year, you've made your money back.
Love it. Love it. So folks, you've heard it here. Join the community. Check out the website. Get your ticket and come along and see us. There's going to be workshops, talks, the awards. There's loads of stuff happening on the actual day. If you can't make it, tune into Grow Radio. Check out the podcast as well. I'll put links to the podcast, the website, and where you can get tickets all in the show notes, just to make it as easy as possible. Before we go, Tessa, anything you want to finish up on?
Yeah, I'd absolutely love to mention, please go over, if you're coming to the ClubHub event on Saturday, please go over to Gary and have your go on his podcast, on his radio. It's a brand new thing this year for the ClubHub event, and one that I hope to have every year available. It's going to be amazing to have you, Gary. So thanks so much for being there.
No, thank you very much for inviting me. As soon as Emma kind of mentioned it, I jumped at the chance. And for me, as long as I can give value to the event I'm going at, I'm down with it. The fact that we can stream it and we can place those people at the event on the radio station at the same time, golden. And also in between it, they can listen to your lovely tones talking to people on the podcast as well. So I think it's a win for everyone. So thank you very much for inviting us to the event as well.
Thanks, Gary. Yeah, if you haven't got your ticket yet, everyone, please go to the website, get your ticket, and I will see you on Saturday.
Cool. Well, you've heard it here. Join us on Saturday at ClubHub UK, live event. I can't wait. I really can't wait. Tessa, thank you very much for your time. Folks, join us online, join us in person. And for now, I will bid you farewell. Take care, folks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to Grow Radio, bringing you a different podcast on the hour every hour.